Star Eyes. Where'd you learn that song?
Oh, probably like you learned yours off a record or sitting in with somebody. And, you know, it's got that nice intro, which I thought about afterwards.
Right.
You know, and I thought, well, I can't somehow put that in. It's too late.
Yeah, I remember that there's a version, famous Charlie Parker version of it.
Sure.
It's the one I know.
Well, that was probably the definitive version.
Every song that Charlie Parker ever played is pretty much the definitive
version.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
It tends to be that way.
I guess I was lucky to meet him during a few of his saner moments. And
wow.
More when he was really playing well. It's nice to think about things like that. So many things to ask you. And some of those songs, like Gaslighting Annie, I have to ask
Abby,
you.
Yes.
Abby, I mean.
Yeah, right.
What's it mean?
Well,
that's terrible. But
to gaslight
that's what it
is, a verb which comes from the film Gaslight, in which Charles Boyer tries to drive his wife crazy by, you know, doing little pranks like, he would move her jewels from one place to another.
Turn the lights down.
And the lights were always going down.
So she would think she was going insane.
I saw that film.
Right. So that's if you're gaslighting someone. And I noticed in the, 80s, going back to the 80s, like a lot of, someone's girlfriend would say to their boyfriend, "Hey, you're gaslighting me."
Boy, that's something new for my vocabulary.
There it is.
I thought it was kind of not hip to ask, but then I couldn't help asking.
The question has come up before.
Yeah.
So I
suppose it has,
much,
but I guess that now, is that one of those songs where you had the idea, or did you start writing something and then it sort of, I don't know, you're looking at
You more. Know, I'm thinking, I seem to remember that we had the music for that. We had this sort of icy sounding chorus, and then we added a verse to it, and it was sort of a infectious, funk type of verse,
it freeform was,
thing.
Sure
and
was.
So somehow that led us to the idea of the gaslighting theme.
Yeah, sometimes you get a cue from the music as to what the song's about, like the atmosphere that it creates, and will give you the idea, as to what the actual story is going to be.
Well, I'd love to keep on asking the things, but I guess it would be nice to play something. What have you got up your sleeve this time?
Well, we're thinking of doing a classic jazz piece, which I'm familiar with the version by Louis Armstrong. It was on an album called Satch Plays W.C. Handy, and it's called Hesitation Blues.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, that would be great. You're going to sing it?
I'm going to try.
In a Satch, like?
Definitely manner. Not, no.
Okay. No. I better bring out the handkerchief.
Yeah.
Okay.